Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November the 12th, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we did see the iShares MSCI Emerging Markets ETF lead the way to the upside, up 1.73%, although it didn't impact the chart too much, even with this update, followed by gold continuous GC forward slash up 84 basis points. We did see it add one more X to its current column of X's, but otherwise not impacted too much. Then from there on the US equity side, we saw the Russell 2000 and NASDAQ composite lead to the way to the upside, with the Russell 2000 being up 82 basis points, followed by the NASDAQ composite being up 52 basis points. On the downside, we saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average move lower by 44 basis points, along with the iShares US Core Bond ETF, AGG, was down 18 basis points for the day. Taking a look at a few charts this morning, first off, starting with the NASDAQ composite, as we noted, EEM and GC forward slash didn't have too much of an impact on their chart, but we did see the NASDAQ composite along with the Russell 1000 and Russell 2000 move back into a column of axes with yesterday's action. Currently for the NASDAQ composite, it sits at 15,760, making this higher bottom here at 15,560. Again, we did see Russell 2000 along with Russell 1000 do similar chart action as they reverse back into a column of X's. But the lone U.S. equity index that we saw move to the downside and also have a bit of a chart change was the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And on the chart of the Dow, we saw it move below 35,950. It actually closed at 35,921, and that actually brought it to a sell signal and breaking a double bottom here at that 35,950 level. This is really the first sell signal we've seen since in October, before we saw this breakout occur and a series of six consecutive buy signals given in the latter part of October as well as through the first part of November. But Dow is now on a sell signal. And with that, we did want to take a look at some of the, in many cases, with the U.S. equity indices action over the past 2 to 3 days has been a bit of an exhale, as a lot of these indexes have pulled back from all-time highs. And in many cases, we've actually seen stocks do the same, but we've also seen at least one particular Dow stock break down pretty significantly. And we talked about this in our daily equity report. Walt Disney, symbol DIS, reversed down to a column of O's with yesterday's action and actually broke a spread quintuple bottom here at 168, along with violating support that dated back to May there, and fell down to 160, violating additional levels of support at 162 from January of this year. So making a new 52-week low, well, not 52-week low, but pretty darn close to a 52-week low for Disney here. And at least it's moving lower than any action we've seen so far this year on the chart. Stocks of 1 for 5 or really has been quite range-bound for much of the year. So would be one that we would, generally speaking, on a near-term basis, look to avoid adding any new exposure to. If it's a very long-term holding for some of your clients, you may look to lighten up here in some manner and lock in some of those profits that you've had build up over time. And because this is a pretty significant breakdown to see on the chart of Disney. The next few charts we're going to take a look at are going to be more on the positive side. The first being Salesforce.com, symbol CRM. It's a 4 for 5 at this point. And since the middle of the summer, it's given 4 consecutive buy signals, rallied up to new all-time highs here at 308 on the chart. Is kind of trending on a partial, is it overbought enough that we may look to wait? You could look to add to this on a pullback anywhere from, say, 296, just a dip below 300, to really 284, where it would meet this prior double top that it had and prior level of resistance. Sometimes we do see charts hold fairly well here at prior levels of resistance as new old resistance becomes new support. But again, if you're looking for new exposure, not too overbought at the moment. It's sitting right here around this $300 level. Again, a dip below 300 would be a welcome sign and offer you a pretty decent entry point there for Salesforce. But overall, good looking stock within the Dow here. As we continue looking at further stocks within the Dow that offer actionable territory right now, the next one we'll take a look at going to be a Wall Street stock, Goldman Sachs Group, symbol GS. It's a 3 for 5. moved above its resistance earlier this month, making a new all-time high here at 424, but has now pulled back to this $400 level wide at the middle of the trading band, offering an excellent entry point for Goldman Sachs. Again, we look for another positive stock here being Home Depot. This is probably the one that we would look for a pullback on, at a minimum a 3 box reversal to 360, and you could even look it down at 344. It would be acceptable there as well. But it's a 5 for 5er, offers a yield just shy of 1.8%, and is one that has been a part of this infrastructure play for quite some time, as Home Depot is just one of these, home building stores, and a lot of the building store, a lot of the building companies have fared well with the infrastructure bill getting its passing, and in many cases having the conversation around what impact many of these home builders, or even just builders in general, could have with the infrastructure bill in place. So one you could look to, but again, likely on a pullback, it would be a little more actionable at those levels. The next one being JP Morgan Chase and Company, JPM. It is actionable at current levels. It's given two consecutive buy signals after it made a new all-time high at 172. It's currently trading just shy of a 3 box reversal here at 166. It's been in this 160, high 166 to 168 level for yesterday's action, but is actionable at current levels, and is a bank stock that has had a fairly decent year here and broke out of a bit of a range. We could call this a little bit of a range that it was in the latter part of September, and has now continued to push to new all-time highs. But 5 for 5er ranks in the top half of the bank's matrix, and is one you could actually potentially consider for a yield play as well, as it's just shy of 2.4%. Next stock we'll take a look at going to be McDonald's Corporation, symbol MCD. We're actually looking at the 2 point per box chart, as the 4 point per default per box chart is up on a stem here. But McDonald's is a 3 for 5er, ranks in this top quartile, or just, we'll say top third of the restaurant sector matrix, has a yield north of 2%. And after making new all-time highs here at 50, 256, it's now pulled back to the $250 level, and is actionable at current levels as well. Nice support here at 238, as well as additional support levels going all the way down to 228. So McDonald's is one you could consider as well. And the last one we'll take a look at is going to be United Health Group Incorporated, symbol UNH. It's a 4 for 5er, ranks in the top quintile, just shy, I don't know, let's call it top quartile of the healthcare sector matrix, has rallied up to new all-time highs here at 464. Again, it could potentially be considered better on a pullback to 440 or even 424. Those would be better prices for it, but still maintains a buy signal that it gave in October at this time, and has a little bit of yield, just over 1.7, just over 1.25%. So those are just a few of the names we wanted to discuss this morning as possible ideas as we close out the week. You may look to add to these on Monday. If you see the prices we discussed, you could add to them today if you already own them. But as far as new exposure, you may look for a pullback on some of these names that we looked at. And then that with Disney, you may look, as especially if it's been a long-term holding within a lot of client portfolios, that breakdown is fairly significant, and we may look to assess that and trim on that position, as it's now broken out of that range, broken down out of that range primarily. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular position you may be looking at, or just want to talk strategy, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a good weekend.